Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. So glad to be with you once again. Welcome to the place to get everything you need to have the cleaning company you have always wanted, the cleaning company you deserve. If you want to be a guest on the show, have questions for Mike, or want to hire Mike to speak at your next event, email me, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or give us a call at 480-648-5149. Do it now. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. Today is the continuation of the last podcast with Greg White from White & Associates. If you want to reach out to Greg, you can get a hold of him at whitecpafirm.com. Now on with the show.
Okay, so the first thing that you want to make sure is that your accountant that you're considering is asking about how you reconcile. Second thing is you want to make sure that they kind of look at your balance sheet as well as your P&L. Anything else, any other red flags that you're like, oh, if they ask this or don't, you know, here's something that you should be concerned, maybe this isn't a qualified individual?
Yeah, I mean, they should probably have some discussion with you at some level. You know, some of my returns, and I don't have a lot of them, are very simple. And unfortunately, there's not a lot I can do as far as tax savings go. You know, foremost, I always want to save people the most amount of tax possible on their tax return. You know, I want to stay within the confines of what the IRS, law is. But nonetheless, I want to save as much tax as I can. So they should be having some kind of a discussion with their CPA about, you know, taxes. And sometimes there's nothing you can do. But the most important thing with that is at least you should understand what that is. Okay, you should know.
From Cleaning Nation, since, you know, these are owners of cleaning companies or of any companies, I can't imagine there's. I get what you're saying. If you're like, hey, I'm a W-2 employee, I make $75,000 a year, I'm single, I rent my house, like there's just not a lot of conversation. But if you own a business, even if it's a simple cleaning business, I can't imagine there's no conversation around tax savings. Is that, am I overstating or no?
Yeah, no, you should have some discussion, yes. Rather, it's by equipment. You know, I spoke to a client this morning. We do the books for her, so I called her and kind of went through where she's at for year end. And she said, you know, I talked to her about equipment, and she owns a gas station, and we discussed buying something to move the snow. The four wheeler that she uses with the plow on is getting a little old, and so she was considering buying something new. And I told her, you know, what the savings are and so forth. And so if we don't have that discussion, she doesn't even realize that she can do that. And again, as I tell everybody, knowledge is huge in the sense of why am I making these decisions, you know, or if I don't know, I can't make decisions, I guess I should say. So at least know, and you can always say, look, I'm good this year, but you should know that you at least have the option.
Yeah. And again, I think timing is big too. If I come to you, you know, January 1st with everything I did last year and go, okay, Greg, I got a $30,000 tax burden. I got to fix this. You're like, well, I don't know that there's a lot we can do at that point for the year past, right? It would make more sense if maybe we had two or three conversations throughout the year where I could tell you, here's where we're at profit-wise, here's the big expenses I'm looking at or debt, and just have that conversation when you can do something about it. But January 1st, 2017, it's real hard. I'd imagine there's not a lot of tools you have in your belt to help me for 2016. I'm sure there's some things, but it sure would have been a lot better if I talked to you in June and we could have kind of turned the ship, no?
That is correct. I would agree completely. And again, sometimes, like I said, there's no need to call. As Mike will tell you, and we may just send it to Natalie, but we sent an email out saying, hey, is there anything we sent it out about 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago saying, hey, year end's coming. Is there anything that we need to talk about? Again, reaching out to our clients to at least initiate that conversation. A lot of times people will say, no, we're good. Same as last year. We don't want to, buy anything. We're in good shape, but at least they have that option.
All right. So now that we kind of hopefully have got an idea of what it would look like to find a good accountant, say I'm now armed with determination to get my book straight and a good accountant. Is that how big of a process is that? Like, what kind of education? So say I'm just like, Greg, if I'm being square with you, I don't know. I can barely add. P&L scare me. Cost of goods sold, COGS, profit and loss, balance sheet. All those words scare me and confuse me, and I just don't want to deal with it. And I feel maybe I'm dumb or I don't know, or everyone else kind of got a memo that I missed or whatever. Can you help everybody, or is this just not for some people that are just, it's too hard, it's too complex?
You know what? We can help everybody. And I tell everybody in the meeting, I said, I can do as much or as little as you want. If I know someone has the wherewithal to do the accounting, I'll give them the guidance to get it done and to help them. No question. If they don't want to, and I can tell fairly quick if someone they may think they have the wherewithal to do the books, but if you can see they're going down a road and they're starting to get that fear, that uncomfortable, of doing it correctly, then yeah, we jump back in and say, hey, let us take over. And, you know, this is what it's going to cost you. And so we try to do that. So, but yeah, we can do the whole set of books. We send you financials every month. We can sit down with you and go over them. If you feel good just looking at them by yourself, I mean, there's just, there's so many avenues we can take.
Okay. And the other thing is, like, what I would really want to use Greg for, I had a car dealership and Greg was being generous when he's like, yeah, it's a little harder. Oh my good Lord. It was 47 times as complex. My big thing was there's, internal controls, right? You don't want to get somebody stealing from you, and you've got a bookkeeper that you trust and they're good folks. But I was always a big fan of, I want my accountant or my CPA or the person I'd go to for consulting on my high level bookkeeping. I don't want that to be the same person as my bookkeeper. So you did a really good job of helping me, like, hey, here is, make sure the bank statements go to your home and not to the office. And make sure you do, once that's reconciled, you kind of gave me some ideas of to make sure everything was kind of on the up and up. Any thoughts or comments on that?
Yeah. I mean, if you have someone else engaged in the day-to-day bookkeeping for you, there's things you can do for sure. Most of these are small businesses. So unfortunately you don't have accounting staff of, 12 people where you can assign different tasks to each one where they'd have to get together in order to commit, some kind of embezzlement. So if you have a small office, one person, you can make sure you always get the mail without fail, open the mail, because then you can see notices if things aren't getting paid. If they're paying themselves as opposed to your vendors, you can receipt all cash in. So you know what you should have got if you're still getting, checks sent to you, in today's world, most of what we do is over credit card, but I still receive checks and there are still companies. So I'd still open the mail every day. Once the accountant or bookkeeper prepares your bills to be sent, tell her that you want all backup, or him that you want all backup, and it's ready for signature. You sign it. What I would tell you is, you put it in the envelope and you mail it. And even if you have to say, look, I want, I want it ready to go in the envelope with a stamp to make your life easy, and just, and put it in there. Those are probably the best things you can do for a small business. Again, you can have your bank statements set. Again, depending on who opens the mail, if you need it sent to your house, in order for you to open it. But I would just make a policy that you open the mail. So hope that helps.
Sounds like 80% of the problems could be solved just by you opening the mail and kind of paying attention.
Sure. Without fail.
All right, cool. So big picture, let me kind of just break down how I see it. You can put in where I'm missing a hole. Small, 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 small. The minimum, obviously, you need a certified public accountant I haven't done this, but I'm assuming I could file my own taxes. But generally, if I own a business, I'm going to want a certified public accountant to do that for me at the very minimum. Is that a fair starting place?
Yeah, we just got a client that we have to go back to 2009. And refile his tax returns because he's done them wrong. Now, typically, there's a statute after 3 years you don't file your tax returns again, any amendments. The problem is he did the wrong form. So now I've got to go back to 2009 and refile all the tax returns that he filed. And again, I understand, it was a new business and he didn't have a lot of money, but they're all completely wrong. So yeah, you can do it. People fix their own cars. I personally don't, because I don't know how. Okay. So you know, it's one of those things. But with today's tax laws, they're completely confusing. Even for CPAs, there's things out there that we have to dig into and fully understand because of the complexity of them. And just because, you know, your computer says it's good doesn't mean it's right. I've done, you know, I've amended returns that I didn't prepare. You know, I had one return, which is always funny. The guy had his house at 26,000 square feet. Well, he wanted to put 2,600 in, but he doesn't know where to look once he puts that wrong number in to fix the problem. So.
All right. So at a bare minimum, I mean, if again, maybe, like I said, if you're that single guy with W-2 income and no house and no, you know, again, it wouldn't be for me, but maybe that might be an appropriate time to file your own taxes. But generally, if you own a business, the minimum side is going to be to file your own taxes. Step up from that, and this is kind of where the minimum I would be, is have someone that you trust, like Greg, to look at your books and go, this is a correct set of books, and here are the things that you want to check every month. That's a big thing I go with my people. First, you got to get it set. Second, let's walk through the numbers that you want to check and where they should be, right? Is a 90% cost of good okay for our industry? No, it is not. Is a 2% cost of good sold okay for our industry? No, it is not. Something's probably amiss. So that would probably be the minimum standard I would do for owner for Cleaning Nation. Is you need obviously CPA to file your taxes, which is kind of just a box, an expensive, ugly box that's got to be checked. But I really want someone that is willing to A, make sure that your books are appropriate, where you can say, yes, this is a good set of books that you can make decisions off of. Is my cost of goods sold too high? Is my overhead too high? Why am I not? Am I making any money? If not, why not? These are the kinds of questions. So that'd be step two. Step three would be to have an accountant or a bookkeeper in-house, or that you subcontract either through your CPA or just a third-party friend, and then still have the CPA overlooking them to make sure they're not taking advantage of you. Step four would be kind of have an in-house full-time person. And then step five would just be going to Greg and saying, handle it, you know, give me reports and go over with me maybe once a month, but you do the accounting and the bookkeeping. Is that a fair kind of explanation of the spectrum that you could kind of play in?
Yeah. Sure. Yep. Exactly.
Okay. Cool. And again, for me, the minimum, and I'm not selling anything here, but the minimum I would recommend is at the very minimum, obviously pay someone to do your taxes and have them for the first couple months prepare your financial statements, review them with you. So the way I would do it is go, Greg, here's my January financials. If this was your business, what would you look for? What would you be excited about? What would you be scared about? And what would you change? I would do that every month until I started being like, okay, I got it. And then I'd probably do it every quarter. And then I'd probably never stop doing it more than once or twice a year, just having that conversation. So that's kind of the coaching that I've got for you, Cleaning Nation, in terms of how you can use someone like Greg. That said, before we end, I always like to give you kind of an open floor. Any question I didn't ask, any value that you want to give to the audience, and anything that we've talked about, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important just to make sure you understand your business, and I kind of gone over this as well. And going back to your original question, I think most successful business owners know their business. They treat it like a business. They treat their business checking account like a business checking account. They don't treat it like their personal. They know that they want to be there for the long haul. They really truly understand not only how to market their business, but also the back end and the accounting, because it's still important. Do you have to do it every day? No. With today's technology, it's really easy to do it daily or weekly to keep up on it. You don't have to, you know, do a bank rec every you know day, but you can even get a couple months behind on a bank rec as long as you're doing your downloads and you feel comfortable with what's going on. So, I mean, I think the biggest thing is get that comfort and get rid of the fear and move forward. And again, you know, we'd love to help you out any way we can.
Yeah. And on that kind of final point, I begged and pleaded, and Greg was really nice enough. And this is really above and beyond. So personally, thank you, Greg, because I love these people that listen, and I appreciate you, I don't say doing your part, but really going above and beyond. Greg made a couple offers that I wanted to share with you guys for Cleaning Nation. First of all, anyone that uses him is their CPA, right? So if he provides your taxes and you're a Cleaning Nation member, you listen to the show, he'd mentioned that he's going to give a couple hours for free. And I can't imagine this to be him. He's got bookkeepers that do my books as well, that will help you get started. So anyone that moves over and says, hey, I'm with Cleaning Nation, he's going to give you a couple hours of bookkeeping to get you started. Because it's really important to me personally that you guys know your books. And if that's what you need, is just a couple hours of someone that you trust walking you through that, Greg's going to provide that. And again, you've got to pay someone to do your taxes. So for crying out loud, if you've got someone that's awesome, that's fine. But if you don't, use Greg. A, he knows what he's doing. B, he's going to kind of get you a little head start on this accounting for free. Second, he was kind enough to, and again, he's got employees and people to do stuff. And gosh, I probably talked to him once or twice a year nowadays. At the beginning, we talked more, but he was willing to have a one-on-one personal conversation with any Clean Nation folks that need help and want to get on this. But maybe you're like, wow, that was a really good podcast. I'm really excited. I want to get started, but I don't know where to go. Greg is nice enough to say, literally, you can call him personally. And generally, folks won't share emails, but the fact that he's giving the email is super kind. So it's just Greg, G-R-E-G, his name, Greg@whitecpafirm.com, Greg@whitecpafirm.com. You can call his office at 801-424-5120. All of this information will be on his show notes page. So if you're driving or working out and just trying to write all this down, it'll all be on the show notes page. So for Cleaning Nation, again, A, he'll have a conversation with you, a consultation about your needs and getting you started. B, when you're a client of his and part of Cleaning Nation, he's going to give you a couple hours of free bookkeeping. So I would really encourage you, if you're one of the many people I've talked to one-on-one, or more likely one of the people I haven't talked to, that just has that feeling of, gosh, I got to get this handled. I know I need to do it, but I'm scared and I've ignored it for too long and it's going to be a big hairy mess and I don't know what to do. Call Greg, let him talk you off the cliff. Get a couple hours of accounting and go, wow, we got this solved and we're ready to go, or at least we made some progress and I'm going. Don't be that guy that listens to the podcast and goes, oh, I got to get that fixed, and put it on your to-do list and never do anything. Shoot Greg an email, give him a call. He's good people. He's not a sponsor of the show. He's not paying me to say any of this. He's just the guy that has done my taxes personally and professionally for the last 3 or 4 years and just a good human being. So, Greg, I wanted to say in front of everybody, thank you so much for offering that. That is so, so generous of you. Any closing words before we close out, my friend?
No, that's it. Just please, if you have questions, give me a call.
All right, cool. Greg is good people. Greg, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your expertise and passion. I mean, I know you probably get paid to speak and you're here free. I really appreciate that. I appreciate you. Clean Nation appreciates you. When you want to check out Greg's show notes page, get all any show we refer to or the info I just gave you on how to get them, everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. We will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.